course, like your expression of creativity is completely different of to mine, but that's the beauty, right? And I do believe that that's one of the beautiful paths that takes you to kind of not understand, but tune into who you truly are, right? So I believe that's a fundamental part of finding out who we are, like tapping into our creativity and allowing it to express.
Herzlich willkommen zu Create and Celebrate, dein Podcast, wo Kreativität auf Freude trifft. Mein Name ist Silke Funke und ich freue mich, dass du hier bist. Hello and welcome to the Create and Celebrate podcast today. I'm so happy to have Alma Barredo as guest. And this is a very special episode for me and for us. Alma, we have been planning this for ages and finally today is the day. I'm so glad to have you here. And we've met at a very, very great and fantastic international coaching program. And when I thought who to invite for the Create and Celebrate podcast as a guest, I thought of you because you are a person who really, truly lives a creative and very, very international life. And at the time when I met you, you were a style coach. And from what you told me today, you are supporting women in living their intentional life. Their intentional best life, I suppose. And I'm so happy you're here. We're going to talk about books, about business, about the creative life. And the best thing is just go ahead and introduce yourself. I'm sure you can do that much better than I can do.
You did amazing. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. You are such a beautiful, beautiful person and dear to my heart. And I'm so glad this is finally happening. You described it really well. I've been helping women and men, but a lot of women for the last 15 years to dress in a way that's connected to the truth. And my message evolved throughout the years from very traditional image consulting, etiquette, and communication styles and wardrobes to a way of dressing that truly portrayed their higher sense of who they were, and truly understanding that they had the permission to show up in this world authentically. The truth is, my message was much bigger than a wardrobe, right? So that's why I talk now about intentional living, because I realized that my perception of our multidimensionality and who we truly are as from a soul level, not just from a physical level, I couldn't just support that with clothes. So I extrapolated it to a way of living, because I truly believe that dressing is part of honoring who we truly are, but it's just one part, like the way we nourish our bodies, the way we show up every day, the way we talk to ourselves, the way the concept that we have of ourselves and our surroundings in our everyday life and our expectations. So that's where we are.
Yeah, that sounds extremely interesting what you say. And this also fits very well to this podcast, because this podcast is also about having the courage to show up and just to follow what's in us and live the creative flow we feel. And have you been doing this all your life, supporting people in it, or was it a longer path to get to the coaching you're doing now?
Oh, definitely coaching. Definitely an evolving part, for sure. Like I started my career as a financial auditor, but always in Spain. And my old colleagues would still remind me that I was auditing companies, and I was saying, but I'm gonna become The idea of image consultant that I have was somebody that was able to identify who you truly are and helping you portray it on the outside. And I always had that idea. And they would look at me and be like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, you're here, like, looking at statements and numbers, and now you're telling me. And it was my creative, right? That it was like really wanting to express itself. And I knew that I was doing what I was told to do, like doing a corporate career, because that's what I was like kind of ingrained since I was little, because that's what you're supposed to do, right? But I always knew that that was going to happen. And it was when I moved to Canada for the first time 15 years ago that I was, even my husband was like, what are you doing? Just stop. Like, just do what you want to do. And I was like, that's so true. So that's what I started. But that's what I find so fascinating about being an entrepreneur, right? That when you move yourself from the corporate world, sometimes it's like we naturally just try to mimic what we've done, but then now it's by ourselves, right? So I'm supposed to be doing this, and people are expecting me to meet these expectations, and da 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 da. Instead of just listening what comes through, right, and that flow, and what feels right, and what you know it's right at this moment. So, yeah, from there to where we are today, and four countries later. I'm in Canada, and definitely much evolved.
That's so great. And we must say that we haven't talked a lot personally before this podcast talk. And my story is a similar story, because I have been working 15 years at a bank in the financial industry before starting my coaching business.
Wow.
We have something in common there. And also the wish to support people in living their best lives and their most authentic life that really suits them, that fits them. And if you could think of one like core message that's ingrained in your coaching, one thing you think, oh, if people get this, this is really so valuable. Could you define that or distill that into one sentence?
Yes. The one thing that makes me like wake up every day and be like, what can I share today? So they get an inch of these, is that we're here right now for a reason. And to me, that like that the finding out the priority should be finding out, and the should, I don't like the should, but our priority should be finding out every single day why we're here. Like, what is the one thing we need to find out today that is going to get us closer to the reason we are here? And that means tapping into our truth, right? And it comes with being truly authentic. And it's really hard. Many people tell me, who am I? Like, how am I being authentic if I don't really know who I am, right? So that to me is a sign that like you need to drop everything and just focus on who are you. Remember, because there was a time when you knew who you were, and it wasn't that long ago. When you arrived to this planet, you knew who you were. Nobody had to tell you, right? And we kept learning, and we kept forgetting, and we kept losing a little bit of ourselves, trying to fit into all the different paradigms and aspects of where we arrive, right? So if there is one thing I really want to help people with, it's to find out who they truly really are.
Fantastic. That sounds fantastic. And from what I hear you say, one thing is really dropping the outside noise, and probably also, yeah, coming to yourself, going into silence. Probably, I don't know.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so many people tell me, silence. Well, that would be wonderful. And I don't blame them, because I was there. Oh, trust me. Like if I need to be in the line of warriors, Overthinking, over worrying about like the outcome, over trying to predict what's gonna happen, I would be in the first one in the line. And that's why my practice involves a lot of work with the earth and the elements and understanding the importance of silence to listen to all the information that we are actually receiving every single second in our existence.
Fantastic. You know this sentence of Rumi who said, "Listen to silence, it has so much to say." I love this. I truly love this.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. And what about the creative flow or the creative life? Do you feel that this is an essential part to finding out who we are, or is it just another mosaic piece? What do you think?
I think it's essential. You know, I've had so many clients, they were like, oh gosh, I'm zero creative. Like, that's it. I'm not. And I'm like, it's so funny, right? Because even there is a pers like a an interesting perception on what this person's interpretation of creativity is. And then they're like, oh no, I'm not that. Of course, like your expression of creativity is completely different of to mine, but that's the beauty, right? And I do believe that that's one of the beautiful paths that takes you to kind of not understand, but tune into who you truly are, right? So I believe that's a fundamental part of finding out who we are, like tapping into our creativity and allowing it to express. You know, one of the practices that I share with many clients who are really stuck in that I'm not creative, like, oh, that's too woo-woo, or like, I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm talking about science here, but it's to just drop everything 8 minutes every day for a week and just allow themselves to write whatever comes through, right? And you know, this practice is super elemental, right? But for some people, they can be for days without writing a single word because they believe, oh wow, I'm silly. This is just so ridiculous. Like, what am I even doing? Who am I that I can't even write? Because they cannot allow themselves to be wrong, right? When where when we explore creativity, and I have that with even my 7-year-old, it's about understanding that is not there is nothing wrong about creativity and just allowing it to come out, right?
Absolutely. And there is no right and wrong. It's about letting it flow, and everybody has it in them. I'm very sure that
Absolutely,
everybody
yes.
is creative in one way or the other. It doesn't mean that you can paint well, but you have this unique way of doing things, and that's your creativity, I think.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, and also the fact that we do have the right and the left brain, right? And when we work for so long in our life with just the left side of our brain, it is so hard to understand that we can actually work with both and even like allow the left brain to work for us instead of directing everything we do, right? So changing that way of living to me was was everything. And that's what I try to portray with every person I work with. Like, allow yourself to be wrong and to understand that you have the answer within you, you know.
Yes, great. And I brought your book. You are also a published author. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You wrote this wonderful book. It's called Style Power. And I wrote down one sentence: become the most magnetic and attractive version of yourself effortlessly, one outfit at a time. I love this sentence. The
Thank you.
idea of becoming effortlessly, yes, magnetic, attractive version of yourself, because I think many people look into the closet and they think, well, what I'm going to wear today, this confusion. And with this book, you were like sorting out this confusion people might have with their wardrobe and the things in their closets. And you already said that your coaching style changed, or you evolved it, but still you did this great, great book journey to help people. And what was this book journey like? Let us know. Was it a straightforward book journey? Was it with some detours. How did you feel when you wrote the book?
It was my third baby. I've got two. It was definitely not a straight line, and it was most definitely the epitome of creativity, meaning of surrender and letting go, right? And not allowing the left brain to intercede just to help me organize, not to intercede in the creative process. So hard to do for a recovered overthinker and perfectionist and and wanting to see what's the outcome of, but also the most rewarding thing that I believe one can do in their creative journey, because seeing in written words like all the crazy ideas that you have in your mind, it's definitely something beautiful that helps you grow in so many ways. And you know, like the sentence that you shared, it's literally the center of everything I do, and what I wanted to portray with this book, and you've gone through it, you know it. It's that this is not about you using your left brain to organize your closet and dressing according to your lifestyle. No, it's about doing the deep work of finding out who you truly are and looking at it and understanding that there is a reason why you feel attracted to that color. There is a reason why you feel connected to expressing your style in a specific way. Maybe that was when you were a teenager and now you tap into it and you're like, wow, I remember. I actually enjoy so much this style. And I completely blocked it because somebody laughed at me, or this work wouldn't allow it, and da da da. And you, this is what I meant by you start losing yourself, like one, like step at a time, right? And I tried to portray this in this book because that's why clothing to me was so important. Clothes are energy, and I've said it for years. Like now, I'm hearing people in the style industry to start talking about that, to clothes in that way, and I'm like, I've been saying it for so long, and dismissing that clothes are made of a specific material and the color, that all those factors carry a certain frequency that when aligned with your frequency, it literally catapults the amount of impact that you create, and that's how you become so magnetic, right? So then it doesn't matter what you wear, and I always say it doesn't matter what you wear, but the energy that you put behind it, right? And that energy comes from the work that you've done previously and the intention that you put when you were choosing those clothes and wearing them on that day, in that specific day.
It's wonderful. Do you have other book projects underway now?
No. No, honestly, like the book bug, and sorry, like I sidetracked from your question because I believe like a book is like, to me, it takes a while because it's always the left brain interceding and be like, nah, you're not ready. Nah, you're not ready. But yeah, ideas for a book are always there. It takes a lot of time and effort and also silence, right? So we've moved so much in the last 4 years that I know that I will publish another book, but right now I'm not working on one. I'm working more on kind of creating, because that's where that book came from. It came from my first online program and the evolution of working with hundreds of women from it, and understanding like where I could help them better, right? So that's where I am now. Like I'm creating a new program. I'm creating a new set of tools that have helped me, but in a way that help others to get to that place of flow, of 100% making decisions from intuition instead of that left brain, and living in that flow, but and using like clothes as a way of expression, but also exercising, talking, like working, like just living, walking on your everyday walks, living from that space, and co-creating their new vision of reality, right?
Yes, it's super interesting. And it sounds, if I hear you talking, it sounds like they have to let go of a lot of things they think that are so necessary. It's like shedding these layers of an onion, right? It's
absolutely
a lot about letting go of things, I suppose.
Yeah. I don't think we ever stop letting go. I think it's the beauty, right? Because as my mentor says, like, you need to let go to let in. You need to let go to let in. And I find that constant, beautiful cycle. And I believe that, like, the way I see it now is, like, every day you wake up and you find yourself with a new challenge, right? Instead of looking at it as a, oh gosh, instead of that being like, wow, like, what can I let go of today so I can take on whatever comes, right? So constantly surrender and looking forward and in the now, like, and being in the now, like looking ahead, but like staying right here, right now, right? Yeah.
Yes, I totally agree with this idea of staying in the now and being present with what is at the moment. So my work is a lot about motivating people, or, you know, strengthening them to find the courage to start something. So if there is somebody listening to us and this person is sitting on the fence about whether to write a book or whether to start a business or whether to create whatever, what would you say to such a person who's still on the fence?
Well, you know, I've always said, always since I started working with people and coaching them, I would say, if it's in your mind, it's because it's already here, right? And it's a matter of you, like, how long are you going to be resisting that call, that knock on the door telling you, hey, like, I'm here, like, I'm available. Like, when at least to be open to the idea of starting this, not trying, like starting this, what window can you open today to allow this, like, 100% reality of yours to be part of this everyday path that you are walking, right? So that's what I would say, because there is absolutely no doubt that that's already yours. It's a matter of accepting it and surrendering to it, right?
It's the call to adventure of a hero's journey. And yeah, but it's so true. That fact that it's within our thoughts means it's also within our reach. We can do it. We just have to have the courage to start. Absolutely. Is there one specific tool you can think of which can help, apart from meditation, which we already talked about, which can give us this driving force or connect us to this force that's needed to do the first steps?
One of the things that's helped me tremendously ever since I started my inward journey was water, being in touch with water. Whether that is a sea, a lake, your shower, and intentionally connecting with it. And like, we're talking about, like, starting from just allowing yourself to be connected to it, to, like, to the point, like, to be swimming in the ocean and hearing the ocean telling you the exact wisdom that you need to receive right now. There is so much to water, and understanding that it carries the memory, and it's there to support us. So Oh my goodness. Even the other day, I was having a day at home. I was like, oh my God, I need to get out. Because otherwise I'm gonna explode. And I needed to, I took my car and I drove to the lake. This is one reason I love living in this area. It's that you have the lake right here, and it's only a 5 minute drive. And I just sat there. I completely forgot about time. I did not look at it, and I was there for 40 minutes. The amount of answers that I received, and I obviously corresponded after, because I do think it's very important to correspond to our elements in the way that one feels called to. But 100%, I would say that practice was one of the first things. And you know, many people are like, just have a shower, just have a shower, but have a shower connecting to the water.
I loved what you said about going to the lake and going to the water because I too love water. I love the sea. I love sailing. And one of the things I love about sailing is this fact when you're like really on a sailboat, no motor on, and then just the sails with the wind and this absolute stillness and peace. It's wonderful.
Absolutely. You described it really well. And understanding that we are mostly water, right? So when you tap into that idea of and the harmony and the beauty and the flow, I mean, you can go so many places, right? So I remember when I was in the depths of my self-discovery journey at the beginning, I would take daily baths and just like tapping into that connection. So beautiful. But yeah, the sea is absolutely my favorite place ever. I obviously I'm from Mallorca.
Yes.
So I grew up around beaches.
If I think about Mallorca and the beaches there, oh, the crystal clear water, what's wonderful, just wonderful. I suppose you would also say that all the things that you've lived through that weren't as easy have also fueled what you have brought to life later.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's part of it, right? And had I not allowed those emotions to be there and to be expressed in the way that I needed to, health in a healthy way, obviously, but just like letting them go, with water, lots of water, I wouldn't be what I am. Well, of course, absolutely. And listen, I come from a very passionate, emotional background. You know, I'm Spanish. Like we express, that's what we do, right? And to me, coming to terms with emotions was a lot of work. And to this day, like I believe I will always be learning about it, because I have always admired so much people who were able to be in control of their emotions. With like to me, just thinking, that's the way to go. And obviously it's not, right? So I do think that there is such a beauty in being vulnerable and to showing your true colors, as long as we are the ones being honored and not just the emotion. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And is this also something you are discussing with your clients and that you bring up in your programs?
Yes.
I suppose.
100%. Yeah.
If somebody wants to work with you, where do they have to look? Where can they find you?
Well, I'm always on Instagram. So I think Instagram is the fastest way. They can also go to my website and contact me, but I love interacting with people in on Instagram, because I think it's a really like a personal way of getting to know others, but also because I show who I am there. It's not like be too perfect and da-da-da, you know? So
Tell
I
you,
think it's a
so
so.
it was this last weekend I really got into a funk because I first realized for the first time that there are these AI profiles on Instagram where it's not only the picture made by AI, but the whole profile, the whole person. is made by AI. And I looked at one of these AI women. I thought, oh no, this is so horrible and it's so perfect and it's so uninteresting. So I thought, well, this really gives a lot of room for our selves showing up unperfect, realistic, and it makes every human who's on Instagram even more interesting, I think.
Oh, you bring up such a big topic to me. Like, that's one of the things that I believe that fuels the need to share the bigger message. When, like, last year I was like, okay, like, we need to go farther, because I felt like a lot of the style content that I was sharing, it was fueling the idea of the vanity that I'm like, so not, so not. Like, anybody who knows me knows that, like, that is completely the opposite of what I believe. But with AI, we're talking about the next level of that, right? Like, where is the ultimate perfection? That's one aspect. The other aspect is people who are now using AI clones to create content. To me, like, it's just unfathomable. Like, it's not I cannot comprehend, or I cannot grasp the idea of having a robot representing me, because I live an intentional life every day, and I know what is living in a space of understanding that we are multidimensional beings, and it's been proven. It's not something that I'm imagining. So when you live your life from that materialistic space of perfection, of vanity, of look, everybody needs to see how perfect I am, right? Then of course AI is going to work for you, because that's what AI is doing. It's just grasping the physical aspect of humans, but we are so much deeper than that. So I do believe that AI will replace people in the style community, because AI can tell you what you can wear today based on the idea of, listen, I like these colors and this is how I dress and this is what I would like to create today, right? And they can do that because they have that aspect. But it's so dangerous to think about humanity only living in that, on the surface, because it's literally the surface, right? In the filler and the make believe world. So, as you can tell, I have so much, so much.
We will have another episode
about AI,
fashion industry. But for sure, I think this will also, yes, create a movement which is like more into other spheres.
Authentic, exactly, absolutely.
Because humans are so unique and they're so wonderful, and yes, there's
absolutely. And using AI for like the wonderful things that can do for us, right? Like the more mechanical stuff, like helping me organize and seeing my crazy line of thought. Like, that is amazing, because they're like, oh, maybe you mean this. Okay, yeah, sure. Let's create some bullet points from this. Oh, wow. Okay, that's how a brain thinks. That's good. You know? So it helps to do mechanical tasks, but absolutely. I so agree with you.
Good. Well, maybe one last question. We're in the Create and Celebrate podcast. So do you have a recommendation for our listeners what to do to keep the mood positive in days when maybe the work is sluggish, or we feel like we have this meh feeling because everything is the same every day? Anything you can recommend, something practical, other than going to the lake and to the water, which I think is a very, very good idea.
You know, I was going to become repetitive, but to me is just drop everything and just get out and walk and walk it out and truly tune. But you don't even need to go walking. But sometimes the brain is so active that walking allows you to kind of like calm that racing mind.
Yeah, that's
and tune into
logical explanation.
Yes.
For why walking is so good, because
exactly.
We just pass by and we hear the the noises pass by and this somehow relaxes our brain completely. So it's also good to be
Exactly.
walking without earpods in the ear.
Yeah, exactly. And just tap into the miracle that you are and understanding that whatever you're seeing, it's just perception. It's just perception. And the proof is that if you share this view with any other person, like they are going to give you a very different version of whatever it's happening, right? So it's just perception. And when you tap into the miracle that you are and allow yourself to at least accept that there are so many aspects surrounding whatever you're going through, and that you are the one creating the outcome, just surrender to that and allow an open answer to come. I think that at least it helps me a lot, because that's when you are shutting down the left brain thinking, trying to predict what's going to happen, and opening your energy to what if, like what if, right?
That's very, very valuable. That are wonderful words, wonderful parting words. Glad I had you here as a guest today. I think this is a very valuable conversation, and I'm looking forward to talk to you some more.
Absolutely, let's do this.
Today we say goodbye to our listeners. Is there anything more you would like to say before we part?
No, just like super grateful to be here and to be sharing this time together. It's been just wonderful. And thank you so much for allowing me to share my crazy and seeing me.
I thank you. I think you're a real light, and it's very valuable to follow you because you're very authentic and a very positive person. And yeah, great that we had this chat, and I'm looking forward to talk to you some more and saying goodbye to all listeners.
Thank you.
Episode. Thank you. Bye bye.